What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So last night, you know, we had BKFC Knuckle Mania 5, and it was definitely a sold out crowd. And we're going to bring on a guest who's actually going to be fighting next week for BKFC, because they literally had a fight last night, the week before. And now they got one coming up February 1st, and he'll be fighting Tyler Rookie Randall at the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. And that starts 7 p.m. Eastern time on the Zone. Let's bring on the one and only Andrew Legend Strode.
Hey,
Andrew, how you doing, man?
Good, good. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I didn't realize you was on the, you're in Denver, right?
Yes, I'm located in Denver, Colorado. Mile High.
Yeah, that's where Marcus Edwards is from as well, too, if I'm not mistaken. Bad Intentions.
Yes, yeah, so I also train with him and Chris Camozzi.
Oh, you do?
At the Genesis training camp. Shout out to all them.
So I want to start here before we get into your new fight. So you started out as an amateur boxer, pro, then you went pro. What was that experience like for you?
The amateur experience was honestly just learning. You know what I mean? I was a little kid. I started off at 8 years old boxing. I didn't know how to box. I was always getting in street fights and stuff when I was younger. So my dad and my mom decided to put me in boxing because of other sports. I was too small for other sports. So they were like, let me just throw him in boxing. And I fell in love with fighting ever since.
Now, you see a lot of guys like retiring from UFC and boxing, and then they getting into the bare knuckle. Why did you decide to make that transition kind of early, I would say?
I feel like when I got into bare knuckle, I honestly didn't know anything about BKFC. I was new to it. The first fight I watched is me fighting. So, you know what I mean? Because backstage, I really don't watch no other fights. I get ready for my fight. So I was all new to it, but my manager, Bushman, showed me all this and Genesis, and I fell in love with it ever since. I'm grateful for BKFC.
Now, you fought Kerry Caprio, I guess that's how you pronounce it, BKFC 50 Denver. There was a knockout apiece in the first round, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct. The knockout.
And then you finished him in the second round. Now, when you got knocked down, did you feel any pressure after that knockdown?
Yeah, I feel like I had to prove myself, and so it wouldn't be a back and forth fight. You know what I mean? It was getting close. You know, shout out to Caprio. He's a great fighter. He was putting the pressure on me. I didn't, you know, I was new to BKFC. I didn't know what was going on. This ain't boxing. This is, you know what I mean? This is something more dangerous. You get hit with one shot and you're out of there. You know what I mean? So I was like, fuck, man, I got to do something. And so I had to get a knockout and show who I am, you know, the legend.
Now, the transition from boxing to bare knuckle, was it anything or what you expected it to be?
A little bit. You know, I got in street fights when I was younger, so it feels like a mixture of all of them in once, but I feel like bare knuckle is the best combat sport ever.
Yeah, I've always said it's like the modern day American Gladiator. It's the closest we're going to get to like seeing Romans like kill each other in the Colosseum and stuff. Go ahead, what were you about to say?
Yeah, it's definitely like that. That's why I always wear my gladiator shorts when I come out and fight.
Now, you fought crazy-ass Chancy last fight. And he, like, did a body slam on to you. Like, what was your reaction to that?
I thought he was just going to grab me and then the ref was going to say, break it up. And then he actually fucking slammed me. And I was like, this crazy motherfucker. And so I had to get my get back. So I had to knock him out or stop him. I was like, this man is crazy. Because it was like a WWE move. He tried to Mark Henry slam me or Brock Lesnar. He tried to suplex sitting me.
Now, do you think he was like mentally frustrated at that point that, you know, he couldn't really beat you and that's why he decided to slam you? Or was it just a reaction?
I think it was a little bit of both. He was frustrated because I was whooping him the whole fight. And he got a little frustrated. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't get inside. Shout out to him. He's a great fighter. I have respect to all fighters in the BKFC, but I had to finish him. I had to show him that I deserve a title shot against Sean Dotson. And you know what I mean? And it's my time.
Now, I mean, you knocked him down 5 times before the six took him out. Like, what does that say for a guy who gets knocked down that many times and gets back up?
He got a chin because I was hitting him with everything I got, everything. I was hitting him with left, right, hooks on top of the head, under the chin, and he was eating them. So it's like it shows how good his strength of the chin he has.
Now, being that you've boxed and you did bare knuckle, in your opinion, how much does the height and the reach play a factor in bare knuckle?
The reach plays a factor because you just gotta hit the target and bare knuckle. You could get it's one shot in this. This ain't boxing where you could get hit a couple times, take it and run around the ring. This is something like you get hit, you're getting cut, you're getting knocked out. You just gotta be prepared for every shot. So the difference is I feel like bare knuckle is more grit, you know what I mean? It's for the real warriors, you know what I mean? Most people do. That's why most boxers and MMA fighters still don't, to this day, don't want to do it because it's for the real warriors.
Now, going from one opponent to the next, like how much does your game plan change? Like some people say they just have a standard game plan for every fighter, pretty much. And then some people say they might adjust, from fighter to fighter.
The game plan I always go by, like everybody's a different fighter. So me as a fighter, I fight different every fight. It's not about what they do. It's what how I fight. You know what I mean? So I base the fight on me. It's you know what I mean.
Now, you're going to be fighting Tyler Rookie Randall February 1st, Mohegan Sun. What are you expecting with this fight?
I'm expecting him to try to outbox me and try to, turn the switch and try to get one of those loopy hooks or uppercuts or straight punches he throws, and the bouncy movement he has. He's a great fighter, but I'm gonna have to silence it because I need that title shot against Sean Dotson, like I said. So I'm not overlooking him. It's gonna be a good fight, just like all the wars I've been to through already, two wars. So I'm here to take it, you know what I mean? It's my time. It's the Strode Show.
So you feel like there's a weakness about Tyler that you think you'll be able to exploit?
I just feel like I'm a better fighter than him. I'm the fastest fighter in BKFC in my opinion. I got the quickest hands. Nobody in BKFC has the quickest hands than me.
Let me ask you a question based on like who you fought last match and then who he fought. Do you feel like sometimes fighters like might fight a guy who was really like some weak competition and they get that win and they might be, a little too hopeful for the next one, maybe?
Yeah, he shouldn't sign the contract because I'm going in there to kill like a predator. You know what I mean? This is what I've been hoping for. Showcase my talent around the world and show people I have the best knuckles in the world. No matter if it's putting on gloves or taking them off, and BKFC, I'm the I love the combat sport of BKFC because it showed me that I am better without gloves. So. And this is the time I'm going to prove him, and I'm going to prove Randall, and I'm going to prove everybody who I fight that I'm the best at this.
Now, I was looking at the rankings. So you fought Chansey, who, according to BKFC's rankings, he's ranked. If you beat a Tyler, he's ranked. I mean, that should move you up in the top five, at least, wouldn't you think?
Yes, I think I should be ranked right now. I already beat Caprio. He was ranked 2 at the time when I beat him, or 3, and I beat him, and then Chance was number 4. So I think I should be ranked number 2 right now.
Knuckle Town Official has you ranked fourth, so they got you actually ranked. And that's the thing.
Okay.
Sometimes Knuckle Town rankings can be a little bit more on point than BKFC. I don't know if they update their rankings as much, you know, BKFC.
Right, right. That's how I was looking. Me and my father, my coach, was talking about the rankings, and we think we should be top five. But if that's not the case, I'm gonna have to go show everybody February 1st at the Mohegan Sun that I am the top fighter in my weight division.
Now, almost every fighter I've interviewed says they really don't care about the rankings. They don't pay attention to rankings. But I mean, the rankings are important, right? I mean, because if you're not ranked, you can't really get a title shot, I would think.
Right, right. I think they're very important, you know what I mean? And chasing the belt, you know, most people come in BKFC just want to get the check or just want to, you know what I mean, just avoid chasing the belt. But the belt, that's the key, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's chasing the gold. And then everything will come after it, you know what I mean? So I feel like the gold is everything to me, you know what I mean? Me coming from Denver, Colorado, you know what I mean? Family, nobody didn't have money and stuff. So, like, I got to make it out for my family and what I've been through in my life and my story. So I feel like the gold is everything to me and the rankings.
You made me think of something when you said, you know, Denver, Colorado again. Like, so you train in, like, high altitude, right?
Right, correct, correct.
Does that make a difference at all?
Yes. Yeah, it makes a difference. We are high altitude, so a lot of fighters professionally come train out here in the Springs, in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And try to get that high altitude, like as they would in Big Bear in California. So it's like kind of like a little advantage of you training in high altitude and then going to Florida at low altitude and fighting there, you know what I mean?
So I saw an article, the title says, Andrew Strode, the fastest fighter in the BKFC with a question mark behind it. Do you feel like you're the fastest in BKFC?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the fastest fighter in BKFC. I was one of the fastest fighters in boxing also, but
okay.
I didn't get to prove it, but this is my time to prove it in BKFC. I really got the fastest hands. People used to call me Baby Sugar Ray when I was younger.
Okay.
And little Flash. So I feel like I do. And I'm going to prove it next week, next Saturday on this coming up.
Now, are you ever into like calling out fighters, or do you just prefer to just fight whoever BKFC brings your way?
I'm a humble guy, so I like to just.
Yeah, you sound pretty humble, dude.
Whoever they bring me, and then I showcase my talent. But I really got my eye on the gold now, and I recently called out John Dotson. I really want to fight John Dotson. If you're watching, I feel like I'm the number one contender, and I will show that after this week, and hopefully BKFC, David Feldman, and Connor lines that up for us, because I'm gonna showcase the world that I'm the best BKFC fighter in the world.
You think sometimes guys just call out other guys just because they're trying to get attention?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. I'm not an attention seeker, you know what I mean? Everybody knows that I'm good. Like, no, not trying to be cocky, you know what I mean? I bring the fight. Every time I fight, I get the fight of the night, our performance moment of the night, because I bring it, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter who I'm fighting. I know they're going to bring the fight, and they're going to bring whatever they bring, you know what I mean? And you just got to prepare yourself for whatever comes down to it.
Now, I remember when I interviewed Chancey, he said something about Floyd Mayweather, and then I had to look it up, and it said that you trained with Floyd Mayweather Sr., correct?
Yeah, correct, correct.
So what was that like?
Oh, it was a great experience, you know what I mean? I learned the shoulder roll. I got to know Floyd Mayweather Sr. and be around the TMT gym. It was a great, great experience. I was like 5-6-0. It was like back in 2018. You know what I mean? So it taught me a lot, how to box and how to really take it to the next level from where I'm from.
Now, besides just the gloves, I mean, and the bare knuckles, how much different really is boxing to bare knuckle?
Boxing's different. It's really a lot of politics in boxing, so it's like,
Okay.
you know what I mean? I feel like it's who you know in power, pretty much. It's crazy to say that, but bare knuckle is like, if you really could fight, you could fight. So you know what I mean?
And I've always heard boxing that a lot of fighters will take fights that they know they're going to win.
Yeah, half of these fights are set up to do that, as like Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, celebrity fighting, you know what I mean? It's all set up, you know what I mean? But bare knuckle, you can't set it up because you gotta dodge that punch, that knuckle.
Yeah.
So it's
You
nothing
never
set
know
up
when
about it.
somebody's actually going to just get that one punch that could just lay a cat out.
Yeah, just like last night, that Meyer, Brandon Myers, was an underdog, and he got that knockout being an underdog. You never know.
Yeah, I thought last night started from the gate, it started out really, really well. Opposed to the week before, I thought there was a lot of quitting going on from my, on the outside looking in. Do you re lose respect for fighters when they quit?
Yeah, some most of the time I do. If like they're already going, you know, if they go into the fight and their mentality's off, then you know what I mean, you never know, you know what I mean, what they're going through at home. So I wouldn't really say that, but like if they like quit and you know they had a good training camp and we're talking shit, then yeah, you're a quitter, you know what I mean? And we don't have respect for that, but the people that, you know, going through mental problems, yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, okay, cats could have something on their mind and they don't really want to be there because of something really happened before. I've heard a couple cats say that before. And then maybe, like, if you dislocate your shoulder or something, I can understand, like, you probably can't fight on. But I saw a lot of cats, like, you had the one with Justin Martinez and he bear hugged him and dude was like, my back. And I've never seen nobody become a meme in BKFC. That's how I knew it was like, yo, this is crazy. And then it kind of carried over through the rest of the event. You saw dudes taking knees and you see people doing like this, you already know, like, oh, they done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was, I'm not gonna lie, that was some pussy shit. I don't agree with that. He didn't want to fight going into it. He was scared. He was scared to fight. And shout out to Justin Martinez. He's a good dude. I met him at my last fight when I fought Chansey. I know he's at my weight, shout out to him. But the other dude, I BKFC should never bring back on, you know what I mean? He didn't want to fight at first. You could just
Yeah.
tell. He had the ref, he was complaining to the ref, saying, "Oh, my back," and I was like, just fight.
Yeah, it didn't seem like his back should have got hurt from that. And just the way he was doing, he was like, oh, my back, and then he said he should be disqualified. I'm like, oh man, this is crazy, yo. And then it seemed like he kind of carried over at least two or three other fights. I felt like dudes just quit. And I'm like, man, because even on Reddit, I saw somebody post, was this the worst card in BKFC history? Personally, I think Mexico was, but that's a
Man,
different
Mexico is
debate.
bad.
It was a tough watch. I saw, like, it said that you looked up to Mayweather and Adrian Broner because of their boxing intelligence. How do you think either of those guys would have fared in bare knuckle?
Floyd would have been not hit and got hit, you know what I mean? He's a master at it. So he'll did good like Austin Trout's doing, you know what I mean? Austin Trout's one of those fighters, hit and not get hit and maneuver and using his fight IQ. So that, I think he'll do good. But the problem, Bronner, I don't know. He could, I don't think he would do good. He stick to boxing.
Yeah, I know a lot of the guys say when boxers and MMA fighters come over, they're like licking their chops. They're ready to fight those guys because I think they don't necessarily know what they're getting into until they get into it. Now, a lot of people say that bare knuckle can be as big as the UFC, but do you think it could actually surpass the UFC in popularity?
I think BKFC is gonna surpass UFC, boxing, any combat sport in the world. 'Cause look at last night at Knucklemania 5. It was jam packed. Everybody was talking about it. It was trending on Twitter. So I'm happy. I'm happy for BKFC, Dave Feldman, and us. You know what I mean? It's helping us too and grow and have a show who we are. So I'm very grateful, and I want it to be bigger than anything and be a part of it, this great organization.
Now you're what, 28, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's just turned 28.
So you're at a really good young age where you could have a very long career in bare knuckle. I mean, are you looking to have like a longevity kind of career in bare knuckle?
Yes, I'm looking to be one of the greatest fighters to ever wrap the wraps on, you know what I mean? I'm trying to really do this for like 10 more years and hopefully go up in weight, you know, as I get bigger and older and stronger and learn better things, you know what I mean?
So you like say let's just hypothetically say you fight Dots and you win the belt. Like, are you one of the guys that might be looking to try to go up another weight class and win that belt? Because I start to realize, like, look at a cat like Redneck Mendel. I look at his division, like they're not giving him a Mike Perry fight. So who's left for him to fight? It's almost like he got to go to another weight class and win the belt. And now that Captain Deadpool lost, he can actually go to that because they, you know, I hear a lot of guys saying they don't want to. They won't fight because they're teammates and stuff like that. So
Right.
I think that can actually hold cats back sometimes when you got teammates not wanting to fight other teammates.
Yeah, I'm thinking about after I win this belt from Dotson, I'm thinking about going up and weight and just try. But I also want to retain it a couple times against people that they bring. You know what I mean? The next big boxer might come over and want to fight bare knuckle, and I have a chance to fight him. You know what I mean? You never know, but I want to grow and be hopefully a 3-time division champ, because I know that Juggernaut was trying to do that when he fought Mick, so be one of the first. So.
It almost feels like too, if you win this match, that you should be next in line to fight Dotson. Cause I mean, he fought this dude, Dagoberto Aguero. I think that's his last name. I'll be butchering these names, and I think that was a draw. I mean, who knows? They might want to try to run that one back. But everybody else has done fought Dotson and lost. It almost seems like you win this one, you should be next in line, I would think. And it's about time for Dotson to defend his belt again, ain't it?
Yeah, and I seen him, he been in the gym and been around, so hopefully after this fight, after I fight Randall, you know what I mean, and beat him, hopefully we get that call to fight Dotson for the belt soon this year, because that's my goal. But if not, I'll fight somebody else in my division and prove it again that I deserve a shot. But I really want the shot against Dotson. I'm the best one in my division that has a chance, and I'm definitely gonna prove that on February 1st against Randall, that the belt's coming home to Denver.
Now, has Randall been like talking smack to you on social media at all, anything like that?
Oh no, he hasn't said anything, or I haven't said nothing to him. We're just gonna see on fight night who's the champ.
Now, did you watch all the fights last night?
Yeah, I watched all of them. I watched them all. It was a good ass, badass card.
Was there any outcomes of any of the fights that really surprised you?
Ooh, I didn't know Eddie Alvarez was gonna lose or stop. What was it, the end of the second or third? He
Yeah,
stopped.
I wasn't shocked at that because Tony Loco Soto posted something out about him quitting before or something like that, and
Yeah, I seen
it was
that.
like, why are they promoting him? He's a quitter. So when I hear things like that, it don't surprise me because I mean we know Tony Loco Soto, he ain't gonna quit.
Yeah. He had a great fight in Spain. Shout out to Tony Soto. Yeah, I seen him post that, so I was like, ooh, maybe Stevens fight Tony Soto. Are they in the same weight? Or one is like 150 and 160?
Let's see. What is Stevens? Is he a is it
middleweight?
180.
Well, yeah, 180, I think. Because Mike Perry, he's the same weight as Mike Perry.
I'm trying to think what weight class is that? That is that light heavyweight 180?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, because that's yeah.
I don't even see him on these rankings. I mean, they talking about him fighting Connor now. So, I mean, when you start doing that, it's like they trying to put you in a big name stratosphere. And that's the thing about BKFC. That's the one of the things I kind of disagree with them sometimes is they just. They want big name fighters against big name fighters. And I just like to see the best versus the best. I just think it puts the best product out if you just got the best fighters versus the best fighters.
Right. I agree. Yeah, they should have like I wonder what that 65 tournament what weight is gonna be at.
Well, let's talk about that. What have you heard about the tournament? I've heard that it's gonna start out at 145 on up.
Oof. They start at 135, I'll answer it, but I would have to eat and gain weight.
And I would think they would have to, like, each weight class or division would have to be able to win something, because you can't really have a guy like 135 fighting a guy like 185 or 200, can you?
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair at all, but I wonder how they're going to do that. This could be crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I heard like one guy get about $15 million and then $10 million kind of spread out across the board. But I'm definitely interested to see how they're going to do it, if it's just going to be BKFC fighters or fighters outside of BKFC or anything of that nature.
Yeah, I'm ready to see it and maybe be a part of it if they do my weight or close to my weight.
So, we about to let you go here in a few minutes. Anything you want to say about this up and coming fight, man?
Just everybody tune in. This Saturday coming up, February 1st, live on DAZN. Team Stroh's gonna bring it. We ready to fight. We've been working on this for my whole life, boxing, whatever it is. You know what I mean? We're ready. And shout out to Paul. Big podcast for putting me on, you know what I mean, and much love to him. And shout out to all my sponsors: CD Wings, Chavez Inks, KO Roofing, Bad Matchup. They make the trunks, so if you need trunks, go to them. But yeah, and tune in. It's gonna be a good banger fight.
That's what's up. One more question before you go. How important is it, like, getting, like, fight of the night or, like, knockout of the night?
That's important, you know what I mean? I have to always – I'm trying to leave here or something, like, like that meme is, you know what I mean? I'm going to leave here or something. And, you know what I mean? That just showcased who I am, you know what I mean? I always bring something for the crowd to be like, man, I won't forget him, you know what I mean? So that's the goal, you know what I mean? To entertain everybody.
And you said you got fight of the night last time?
I got performance bonus of the night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Most organizations do that, though? Do they give out, like, fight of the night bonuses and knockout bonuses?
No, this is my first time, like, getting all that. So, like, I've been on good boxing, good cards, like 3-2-1 boxing, star boxing, and all that. Like middle cards, but this is bare knuckle treats as well for, you know, for our fighters, and so I'm grateful.
And actually, one more question too, like, being like, a lot of fighters say it's hard to make a living as a fighter, so I mean, you gotta always love this shit, right?
Right. Yeah, this is it's hard doing fighting, you know, being in the fight game, you know what I mean? I put my all into it. I stopped working, you know, to train full time, and it's a lot into it, you know what I mean? It's a lot of sacrifices.
And you know what? There's one more thing I wanted to ask you too. Like, So, like, BKSC wants these fighters that are usually famous or got a social media following. How hard is it to work on your social media following while you're training? I mean, because you typically got to train all the time for the fight, don't you?
Yeah, I train like twice a day and running, and that's on like doing aerobic, so it's like I'll be busy, and then I have a daughter, a newborn to take care of, so it's like a lot
Okay.
going on, you know what I mean?
So basically, all your social media is typically always going to be while you're training, right?
Right. I
Which
pretty
even
much
that
don't
alone is a
show.
whole nother job within itself while you're training, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is. Yep. Well, fortunately, I'm kind of biased to people I interview on the show, so which I'm gonna run into problems eventually with that, because after I interview so many fighters, I ain't gonna be able to take sides. But I'm gonna be rooting for you, man. Come the first and whatnot, and yeah, it's gonna be exciting because Justin said that was like the fight that he was really excited to see. I mean, he went straight past Knuckle Mania and went straight to that one. Like, and I guess because it's his weight class too, he's probably looking to try to want to fight one of y'all anyways, knowing him.
Right. Well, I'm down for it after this fight, but
I
I
think
gotta
that'd
get
be
to
an
this fight
interesting one.
first.
That'd be an interesting one, you and Justin.
It'll be a good one. It'll be a good one.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you taking the time out to do it, man. I know we had I didn't realize you was on the Denver, Colorado
Yeah,
time zone, so I thought you was on the East Coast, but it's all good, man.
good.
And I think you're not really what I expected, man. You're a lot more humble than I expected, man.
Yeah. I like to be
Yeah.
humble, you know what I mean? You never know. I don't want to be a goofball and talk all this shit and then go get dropped, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
some dudes
So
be
be
super duper cocky with it and whatnot. But yeah, I'm shocked at how humble you really are, man. But I'm definitely gonna be rooting for you. Appreciate you taking time out to do it. As soon as I get off
Thank
him, I'll
you.
make sure I clip up some clips, and I got the I use the Open AI to write articles and stuff like that. So I'll make sure I get an article written up as well to post it
Okay.
out there.
Well, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me. It pretty means a lot.
Yeah, you're a friend of the show, man. You're more than welcome on anytime, man.
Okay, thank you. Much
All
love.
right.
I would love to be on.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
You too.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Well, there you have it. Andrew Legend Strode. Really humble guy, man. Really humble. Not what I was expecting. That humble of a guy, man. So I'm gonna definitely be rooting for him on the first. Sorry, Tyler, but I haven't interviewed you yet. I know I'm gonna run into some problems eventually with that. But I'm pretty much biased and gotta root for and support the people I interview. You know, that's how it works. But he'll be fighting Tyler Rookie Randall at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut, Saturday, February 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern is when it starts on DAZN. And that was Andrew Legend Strode. Actually trained with Floyd Mayweather Sr. And that alone is an experience in itself, it sounds like. And he says he's the fastest guy in BKFC. We're gonna see. We're gonna see, man. So make sure y'all tune in. Appreciate y'all supporting anything with the Paul Picker podcast and nothing but music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Appreciate y'all. Peace, and I'm out.